With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy once again to have the St. John's Prep hockey coach, Christian Hansen, on the line. And, Coach, welcome back, and congratulations on another win.
Thank you, Rick. Good to hear from you.
I wonder if you could give me a little recap on your most recent game, Coach.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, it's the tournament, right? So regardless of what the seeds are, it's not supposed to be easy, and you know, Saturday certainly wasn't. Final score 2-1. You know, we controlled much of the play and had a lot of really great opportunities, but, you know, ultimately in the end, what matters is putting the pucks in the back of the net. And we had a hard time doing it, but thankfully we got 2-1 and win in advance.
Sometimes, you know, teams can pour the shots on, and for a variety of reasons, whether it's, you know, just being off a little bit or bad bounce, but sometimes the goalie or the defense can make a difference on the other team. Was the Archies, were their defense and goaltender pretty good?
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right, right? Hockey's a funny game. It's a game of bounces. It's a game of luck. Sometimes these shots are going in, and other times they're an inch or two wide, or they hit a post or hit a stick. I just felt like the other night we had a lot of those kind of situations where you thought the puck was going to make it through, and it got blocked, or it hit the goalie in the mouth, mm-hmm. instead of being a few inches on either side. So, you know, you generally generate your own luck through just hard work, and I thought we did work really hard the other day, and you know, put a ton of chances on their net, but sometimes they just don't fall. So, you know, but we're, you know, the outcome's the outcome, and we advanced.
Absolutely. Okay, up next, a team we hear from a lot when this tournament, you know, in all kinds of sports out west is St. John's of Shrewsbury. And what are you doing this week, Coach, in getting and preparing for this game?
Yeah, so, I mean, St. John's is a Catholic Conference team. We've already played them twice this year. We're very familiar with them, and they're familiar with us. We did beat them both times, which really means nothing when you get to the tournament. And that's, I think that's kind of the biggest message we want to send to the kids today and tomorrow is, you know, right now they're 2-0 in the tournament, we're 2-0 in the tournament, and whoever wins advances. And what you did a month ago in the regular season is irrelevant right now. So you just have to get kind of refocused and treat it like a new season.
How do you look at the D1 playoffs so far, Coach? I know you probably have looked at it as a cursory glance, because you're focused on your own team, but what do you see so far?
Yeah, I mean, you pay attention to what's going on, and it's kind of what I expected it would be. There are 8 teams left, or else we're down to the round of 8,
mm-hmm.
and 4 of them are from the Catholic Conference. We're playing St. John's, and CM is playing Xaverian. So, you know, that's 4 teams that are really familiar with each other, and just the way the brackets lined up, we're all playing each other. So, you know, after Wednesday, we're going to be down to 4 teams, and 2 will be from the Catholic Conference.
Well, down the road, I want to ask you about this tournament in general when we look back on it versus the old Super 8, but we'll leave that for another day. Coach, any final thoughts on maybe who your outstanding players were the other night?
Yeah, you know what? The coaches talked about that after the game, and we really just thought it was a pretty complete effort, and didn't rely on one person in particular. Will Van Sicklen, he scored the game-winning goal for us, and Aiden Holland on defense has just been a rock all year, and generally the team goes as Aiden goes, so he was real strong on D for us.
It's pretty good when you can name 20 kids as the number one star. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of our success is based on that team approach, and you can look at our scoring. It's pretty balanced.
All right. Thank you, Coach, once again, and just to recap, St. John's Prep at the you guys are home on Wednesday at a 6:40 game?
Yeah, the last home game, and then we'll go to a neutral site if we advance, which we expect to do, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much. We'll talk again very soon.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Christian.
All right, have a good day.
You as
Bye.
Well. That's Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.